Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another episode of Carry On Harry Talk Show with your talk show host Harry Johal. Today I am going to invite a wonderful guest. He's a business success coach, he is a talk show host, and he is someone who is a very helpful human being. I'm talking about my guest Scott Hansen, who is joining us today on our show, and he'll be discussing his story, his success story, and a lot of tips are going to be coming. And when we plan this kind of a show, we don't really come up with questions. They just happen, because after all, Scott is a wonderful host, and I'm looking forward to some wonderful talks with such a wonderful personality today. Let's get in connection with Scott and get to know more about his success story and the tips that he's going to share with us about success on our show, so that we feel more motivated to do something worthwhile in our life.
Hey there.
Hi Scott, good evening to you.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm perfectly fine, bro, I'm perfectly fine. In fact, you know, first thing is that I'm really thankful that I downloaded the copy of your, you know, success talks and also grabbed the copy of your ebook. It's really wonderful and mind-blowing.
Oh, great, I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that.
Well, definitely you deserve it. After all, you have put up so much of hard work into your success story, and I really feel honored that you took out your time today, you know, to enlighten my audience about, you know, what are the elements of success that you really pursued and, you know, became what you are today, being a successful business coach, being a great talk show host, success is really, you know, wonderful show, which I really heard, and I would recommend my listeners also later on. So tell me, like, where should we really start about you yourself? Means, how do you see your life today, you know, when you thought that you really, you know, were born in this world?
So do you mind repeating that?
Yeah, so I want to know, like, when do you think was the real birth of Scott Hansen, you know?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I was the guy for many years. Well, first of all, let's go backwards. I got out of school and I wanted to make a lot of money. So everybody said, well, you know, you present yourself well and you communicate fairly well. Why don't you go into sales? And nobody in my immediate family was ever in sales. I come from a blue collar type of a background family. And so I went into sales and I bounced around to different companies and I did well. I did well in my career, but I always knew that I was meant to do something more. You know, I don't know if you or if your listeners ever have that itch, I call it, where you knew you were meant to do something greater. And although I had a pretty decent career in the sales and marketing space, I worked for some big media companies here in the United States, and I sold advertising, and I had different sales jobs within sales companies. And I was the person at the end of the day that would go into Barnes & Noble or Borders Books, which was a big bookstore chain here in the United States for many, many years. And I would spend hours and hours and hours, and I would go right to the personal development self-help section. And I would just read about autobiographies of the most successful people. And I was always looking to find what I call, you know, my passion. And everybody said in every autobiography and in every interview and in every book that I read, man, you got to find your passion. You got to find your purpose. Because once you do those things, then everything else just kind of melts away, because you found that and you're feeling incongruent with who you're really meant to be. And I was just hoping and praying that one day I would find that passion or that purpose. And I will tell you that it took me a very long time to find that. It wasn't an overnight success. I have to keep, you know, reading and writing and listening and all those things. And I went through some downtimes too. There was a lot of time in my life where, you know, I you know, went through panic attacks and anxiety attacks and just couldn't seem to figure it out and who I was and what I was supposed to be and why I was here on this planet. Mm-hmm. But as I kept, and I tell people all the time, is I just kept searching. I just kept asking. I just kept reading. I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And so, you know, after a long period of time in the sales world, in the marketing space, I met up with a mentor who said, you know, I know you wanted to really become a speaker. You're great on stage. You're great at motivating and inspiring people. Why don't you start speaking and start coaching? And I said, man, that's what I really want to do. And I didn't, but I don't know how to do that. So,
okay.
But then I moved forward, and I'm sure we'll get into that here later. But, yeah, I mean, it wasn't an overnight success, and every day I'm still working on myself. This is not like I've arrived by any means. It's something that I continuously work on every single day.
Well, I can understand, you know, what you have went through, because, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, walk on the same ground, and, you know, some are able to find that, you know, edge above, you know, where they want to reach, and some still, you know, keep on struggling whole of their life. So, Scott, when you, you know, look backward today, what are the things, you know, you think that, you know, in your educational, you know, your self-motivation, your educational, you know, things that you were searching in all those books, what really made a difference to you? Was it like something, you know, which triggered within your own mind, which became the first step of, you know, finding your mentor? Or was it like from the external world? What I mean to say is the internal world and the external world. Did your internal mind really help you to, you know, attract those kind of people into your life?
Absolutely. You know, and I'm sure you, Harry, and your listeners hear it all the time. You know, you have to, the old saying by Jim Rohn is, if you want to make a living, you'll get an education. But if you want to make a ton of wealth, you got to, I'm screwing up the saying, but if you want to basically invest in yourself, you can make a lot of money, you know, rather than just going down the traditional route. So basically investing in yourself, in your personal growth, your personal development, et cetera. I've been a personal development junkie now for a long time. I've read the books from Robert Kiyosaki or Jim Rohn or Brian Tracy and Robert Kiyosaki and all these different, John Maxwell, and just kept reading and reading and reading and reading, and not necessarily to better myself, although I did that. It was just, when I look back on it, it is something that these words would jump off the page, and I would get excited to read that, wow, if you just develop the right mindset, that things would start happening for you. And at first it sounds kind of weird, right? Well, if I just read the right words or listening to the right people, then my life will change. But that's absolutely the case. I always say that it's kind of personal development and personal growth is very similar to going to the gym. You know, at first you might go to the gym and you feel shy about going to the actual equipment because you don't know how to use it.
Got it.
But then over time, you develop some skills and you go back to the gym and you know now where the equipment is and you know how to do arm curls or leg lifts or whatever the case may be. And then it doesn't happen overnight, but maybe 6 months later or 9 months later, you get out of the shower and you're like, bam, holy cow. Wow, is that really my body? And wow, all the hard work pays off, but you don't see all the hard work while you're going through it. You got your head down and you're focused. It's the same thing for being an entrepreneur. It's the same thing that happened to me. So as I went from being in the corporate world to becoming an entrepreneur, you know, like all entrepreneurs will tell you, it's not easy. I mean, it takes dedication. It takes commitment. It takes sacrifice. It takes some days you feel like quitting, but you got to keep going forward. And whatever that is for you, whether that's meditation, whether that's listening to a podcast, whether that's surrounding yourself with other people, that is one of the key elements to driving success. And as I coach business owners and I get up on stage and I talk to people, and even in my own podcast called Success Hackers on iTunes, we talk about that same thing. So for me personally, I did find a mentor. And I believe that the old saying is, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So
absolutely right.
I look at life to say that God, the universe, Buddha, whoever you believe in, if you really have ultimate faith, if you have the right mindset, the right attitude, and you have faith and you put that all compiled with action, you're just bound to have success over time. Is it easy? No. Do a lot of people quit along the road? Yes. But I always like to look at failure as saying that failure is really just a learning experience. And if you can just kind of look at failure differently from, oh my God, I can't believe I lost that money, or I can't believe I lost this, or I can't believe I didn't succeed, rather than get down about it, why not say, what could I have done differently? Okay, great. Rather than look at it as a failure, let's look at it as, how do I learn from that so that we move forward? It's almost like, you know, you keep putting the pieces to the puzzle. And at first you got this big puzzle, you're like, oh my God, how am I gonna get this finished? But it's just one piece at a time. And then you pick up the one piece because that's the wrong piece and you put it over here. And then you find out that's not the right, and you put it over there, but you don't quit. You keep finding the right pieces to the holes of the puzzle. And over time, the puzzle will be your masterpiece.
I think it's a wonderful thing that you have just now mentioned. And here I would like to inform my listeners that you will find a lot of good stuff if you visit scotthansonconsulting.com. He's a wonderful coach, and a lot of good stuff is waiting for you in terms of his podcast. He's running a very successful podcast called Success Hacker, where you can find a lot of success stories of various great entrepreneurs from US and other parts of the world who are sharing their success stories on his show. So right now, Scott is with us. Scott, you see, today you are a successful, you know, speaker, coach, and, you know, you're running your own talk show. How are you stretching your mind further? Means, you see, whenever you are on this path of personal growth, you know, you never want to stop. So today when you, you know, decide about what should be your next step, how do you stretch your mind and how do you try to reach out to those, you know, avenues which you have not explored yet?
Yeah, that's a great question. As a matter of fact, I was just at a seminar, a one-day seminar yesterday in Houston, Texas, and I live in Chicago. So a friend of mine is actually doing a book tour. This is her third best-selling book, and she was on my podcast, and now she's become good friends of mine. Mm-hmm. And she said, how would you like to come out to Houston to be hanging out with the speakers and Les Brown, who's the number one speaker on the planet for motivation. And I said, oh my God, if I get a chance to interview Les Brown on my podcast, that would be worth the flight, the airfare, the hotel, the food, all of that.
Wow.
So what I did was I just said, I'll be there without even hesitating. I bought my ticket. I brought my equipment with me. And two nights ago, I spent about an hour interviewing these successful speakers that are in this book, that they're going city to city to city to city. The first city they're launching, which was just 2 days ago, was Houston. Mm-hmm. So I flew to Houston. I interviewed them on my podcast, and I was going to talk to Les Brown. Unfortunately, something came up. I didn't get a chance to do that. But I share this story with you because of this. And then from there, so because Les Brown didn't show up, mm-hmm. I got the opportunity to actually fill in and get up on stage and ask the authors and the speakers questions. So automatically, I was now seen as an authority, a thought leader, if you will, because anytime you're on a podcast or anytime you're on a webinar or anytime you're on stage, you're automatically seen as a thought leader, right? So for me to take time out of my business, away from my wife, et cetera, and just go fly to Houston just to do that, that's the one way or one thing that I continue to stretch myself, because I realize that, and this goes to your audience as well, if you're at a place that you're not 100% satisfied with, my suggestion to you is this. Whatever you need to do to grow yourself, books are great, audios are great, but there's nothing that takes the place or nothing that there's nothing that is quite as powerful as face-to-face, whether that's through a seminar or whatnot. So because I went out of my comfort zone, flew to Houston, Texas,
great.
Met some of these people, interviewed them in my hotel room. Right now I'll have a great podcast. But more importantly, the people that I met, the connections that I made within a 24-hour period, we're going to be doing business with each other in various forms, from coaching and through a lot of other things. If I wouldn't have made that decision to spend my own money, my own resources, all my time, and to go fly, you know, 2.5 hours away, whatever it was, I would have never made the connections I made. So the, I guess the message to you and your audience is this: in order to grow, you have to be okay being a little uncomfortable. If you have a seminar to attend that's a couple hours away, go do it, because the value that you're going to get in just the business cards and the connections that you're going to make is going to be invaluable. It doesn't matter if it costs you $1,000 US. It doesn't matter if it costs you $500. It doesn't matter, because you're going to make that money 5 times, 10 times, 20 times over if you get out of your comfort zone and realize that you need to partner up with people, and you can do that face-to-face with connections.
Lovely. It's a lovely, lovely tip for all those people who really want to grow in their life and they really want to stretch their mind as well as stretch their limits. It's always good to, you know, test the boundaries. Scott, you know, earlier you mentioned you were running through all sorts of, you know, books and programs, you know, to enhance your, you know, knowledge about, you know, all these things that are required to become successful in life. So today, you know, apart from, you know, interviewing these people, definitely when you interview people, you learn a lot of things about, you know, the way, the mannerism, the, you know, it's just like, you know, how they use their body language to communicate, you know, what kind of, you know, thinking they are having. So sometimes triggers out of their mind and you get, you know, a tip which can be very useful to you. But for you personally, like, do you still go through all those tools which, you know, in initial days, like, you know, how to visualize and, you know, law of attraction, do you still practice all those tools?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm doing it now more than ever.
So would you like to give a little bit of, you know, explanation further, like how it really helps people? Because you see, what happens is, you know, when people read about such stuff, they think that, you know, okay, this is just, you know, an information, you know, written, but I don't know whether it's practically possible. But you are a very successful coach. You are a very successful entrepreneur. You are a business coach. I want to know from you, how effective is it today, you know, when you are already successful and you are, you know, trying to stretch yourself further? So while practicing these all tools, what impact does it make on you and how do you do it?
Yeah, great question. I use a lot of tools. And when I say tools, I use a lot of techniques and strategies. And it really comes down to, and I coach this, and I also talk on my podcast and when I'm speaking. Number one is people think that they create their destiny. The reality of it is they create your habits. Your habits create your destiny.
Correct.
So it's not about you saying, well, I'm going to create my destiny. I mean, it sounds great, and that's all great that you want to design and control your life and create your life. But the reality of it is you design and create your habits, because habits form ultimately what's going to happen in the outside world, right? If you don't have the inner world right, you can't have the outer world. It's kind of like planting seeds of a tree in bad soil. No matter how great you want to have this tree grow, if the seeds are planted in bad toxic fertilizer or in bad toxic soil, the tree is not going to grow. You know, and you've probably heard it hundreds and hundreds of times, but it's absolutely the difference maker. Think about it like this. If every single successful entrepreneur tells you that personal growth and mindset is 75 to 85% of their success, doesn't it make sense that you should probably also get very good at reading books and listening to audios? Number one. Number two is, to answer your question from a tools perspective, you know, it's as easy as going on YouTube. It's as easy as downloading a podcast. It's as easy as getting your mind right. And I go back to the working out piece, because for a long time, I used to work out for hours and hours at a time. And it takes time, and you have to get to know the equipment, and you have to get to know your body, and you have to get to know certain nutrition. But when you first start working out, you don't know about nutrition. You don't know things that actually cause belly fat. And you think you're eating the right things, when the reality of it is you're not. But you talk to the right mentor. You have a right coach. You have a trainer. And all of a sudden, rather than working out 2 hours a day, your trainer says all you have to work out is for 20 minutes a day if you eat the right foods and if we get your heart rate up the entire time. And you're like, oh my God, for the last 20 years I've been working out one way. I meet a coach, I meet a trainer, and he or she changes my entire body in a matter of 3 weeks. It's the same thing in personal development. So recently I've started meditating, and there's a lot of different ways on which to meditate, and we won't go into that today, but I would suggest, because at first I was like, I don't know if I want to meditate. Is that just too fluffy for me? And I don't know if it really makes a difference. Well, it does make a huge difference, a huge difference. The other thing that matters too when I meditate is I also visualize. I'm not only giving gratitude and I'm thanking the universe for what just happened today in my personal life, in my business, in my health, even small things, even giving gratitude for small things like being alive, like being able to have a warm cup of coffee in the morning and having, you know, saying goodnight to your husband or your wife or your spouse or whoever, your boyfriend, your girlfriend or whoever. It's the little things, because here's what happens. When you focus on certain things, those things grow. The old saying is what you focus on will expand. So if you're constantly giving thanks and gratitude, even for the little things that you have, rather than focusing on what you don't have, the universe will respond. The universe is like a boomerang. So whatever you put out comes back. So if you're focusing on, I would love to lose weight, I'm too fat, I'm too overweight, well, what are you focusing on? You're focusing on the fact that you're overweight. Well, rather than saying, well, I'm really happy with where I'm at, I'm on my way to becoming sexier and slimmer every single day, and I'm loving my body and the changes it's making every day, well, you can hear the difference in perspective. Everything in business and success is perspective. We all look at, you know, it's funny because I teach this, that we all have the exact same amount of hours in the day. Every single one of us, doesn't matter where you live, where you come from, we all have 1,440 minutes every single day, right?
Correct.
So how is it that some people are 10 times more productive, 10 times more successful? It's because of their daily habits, what I was alluding to earlier. Everything comes down to habits. So from a personal development standpoint, from listening and reading the right books and taking notes and then applying them, it's been absolutely the biggest difference in my life. And let me tell you something. You know, if there's someone out there that's making $50,000 a year, here's my golden nugget, right? It's kind of like I play golf. And when I play golf, when I play with someone that's not very good, well, I'm not challenging myself.
Correct.
When I play with someone that's a lot better than me, well, I pick up different strategies. The conversation on the golf course is different. It's a lot more focused, right? All those things. It's the same thing in business and life. If you want to make, if you're making $50,000 a year, you want to start hanging out with people that are making $100,000 or $200,000 or $250,000 a year. Why? Because it'll up your game. You're hanging out with different people, the conversations, the words, the language, everything is much different.
Absolutely right. And here, once again, I would love to mention here that whatever Scott is telling us today on our show is actually a part of his programs that he is conducting for various organizations and individuals. And for more information, please log on to scotthansonconsulting.com. He's a wonderful coach, wonderful human being. And I really feel delighted and honored that, you know, Scott has come on the show and he's sharing all these tips, you know, without, you know, charging anything from us. And it's a wonderful thing that, you know, that people like him, you know, really come forward to share their success stories, the tips that they have, you know, accumulated after giving up so much of, you know, hard work and thinking about, you know, reaching where they are today, and they want to see people like us to be more successful. Scott, I have one question, you know, which has just come to me. You see, the media somewhere, you know, I feel, you know, is not very much, you know, supportive in terms of, you know, hosting up, you know, personalities like you and, you know, other great people, you know, who are great success coaches. Why do you think that we have today shows about lifestyle and, you know, cookery and, you know, other sort of reality shows are there, but not much, you know, programming is done or, you know, shows are being done on TVs so that more and more people get successful? Because when more people get successful, they really, you know, can change the face of the world. What is your viewpoint about this?
Are you asking what my viewpoint is about the media?
Yes, correct. Yeah. You see, there are a lot of people like, you know, there are so many great personalities, you know, who want to, you know, change the lives of, you know, unsuccessful people into success. Like, you are also one of them. So why do you think that TVs are not presenting this kind of shows? You know, or do you think there is a little bit of biasness? We can have shows about, you know, cooking. We can have shows about, you know, other, you know, nonsensical stuff, but not this kind of shows.
Well, it's a great question, and it comes down to one word.
Yeah.
Ratings. Hmm. You know, positive influence, uplifting. Unfortunately, for the most part, that doesn't get the ratings. What gets the ratings is sex and murders on the local news and the Kardashians and, you know, reality TV and all of that. And here's why I say that. So the average person... the average person in this world who obviously owns a TV and all that watches 4.5 hours of TV a day. Okay. That comes down to when it's broken out over time, that's 2 full months out of the year. So that means that the average person is watching TV 2 full months out of 12. Crazy, right? That's unbelievably crazy. So what are they watching? They're watching, like you mentioned, cooking channels or you know, things like, you know, the Kardashians or reality shows or whatever else. Why? Because sex and murder and violence and all that sells. It's just the way it is. Media's job is sensationalism. Okay? That's what sells eyeballs. And I think, unfortunately, what happens is people get so bored of their own life that they would rather live vicariously through a reality show or a regular TV show and sit for 4.5 to 5 hours a day, a night, and watch TV and get numb. And it numbs their brain. And that's why it's called the boob tube, right? Because it literally numbs your brain.
Correct.
And what happens is, to your point, when you're on your path to becoming successful, one of the things that we do not do in my house right now is we do not watch TV very, 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 very rarely. Will we watch TV? Very rarely.
Yes, yes.
Very rarely, you know? And the reason is, I'll watch a ball game. I'm a big sports fanatic. I like sports. And listen, every once in a while, I'll turn on the TV. It's not like I don't have a TV. We have TVs and all that, but here's the deal. I know that our brains are like sponges.
Correct.
And the more we put in is what we put out. Garbage in, garbage out, good in, good out. Mm-hmm. So if you want to become successful, and whatever that means for you, right? Everybody's got their own definition of success. Maybe your definition of success is earning $1 million a year. Maybe it's 5 million. Maybe it's just $100,000, but you have your health, you have a great career, and you're happy and you're content. Whatever, everybody has their own definition of success. However, if you want to be world class, if you want to be really making a dent in the universe, in my opinion, watching TV ain't going to get you there. Because think about it like this. Most people, they sleep for 8 hours, they go to work for 8 hours, or their career, whatever, or their business. Business owners, we work more than 8 hours, but let's just say 8 hours in bed, 8 hours at your job or your career. What are you doing with the other eight? See, that's the magic question. What are you doing with the other eight? Are you watching TV? Are you at the bar? Are you getting, you know, are you numbing yourself with whatever you're doing? Or are you bettering yourself by listening to shows like this or by surrounding yourself with other successful individuals? Because there's a saying that you've probably heard, which is success leaves clues.
Correct.
Success leaves clues.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hold on. Can you hear that? Hold on. There's a, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Sorry about that. It's gone. So, in terms of the media, though, the media's job is sensationalism. They're not going to get ratings with, you know, a lot of positive stuff. That's why the local news, at least here in the U.S., I'm not sure it is where you're at, but the first 5 to 6 to 7 stories are all about murder or rape or gunshots. Why? Why don't they put the first things on about you know, someone doing a good deed for someone else? Because unfortunately, and this is going to sound terrible, but in a weird kind of way, that's what we want to see. That's what most people want to watch. And the media knows that. That's why they keep feeding us the same things, because they realize that that's what our brains are attracted to.
Well, it's quite unfortunate, but still, you know, people like you and, you know, hosting shows, you know, on internet and other places, you know, they are still enlightening people. And somewhere, you know, whatever media might be doing, but the good job that is being done by people like you and, you know, various other personalities, you know, which are conducting, you know, courses and, you know, writing books and trying to, you know, inform people in their own way. I think it's a wonderful job. And Scott, you know, it's this topic is such a big topic that we have got so much passion that we can, you know, keep on talking about it. But I want my listeners that you can learn a lot about Scott's way of thinking if you really visit scotthansonconsulting.com, and you will find a wonderful coach in him. You will find a wonderful author in him, and he's a very helpful person. He has got a YouTube channel. He has got a podcasting channel called Success Hackers, and you can learn a lot, because learning is the first beginning towards success. Scott, in a way, I would love to thank you from bottom of my heart that, you know, you took out your time, you shared so much of worthwhile knowledge, you know, which people must, you know, listen. That's my dream also, that, you know, I some way am instrumental in, you know, help connecting people like you to, you know, those who really need this kind of information, so that they can at least, you know, begin to think right. Because once your thinking is right, you begin to ask the right kind of questions, and once those questions come into you, you begin to search, and then they definitely want right kind of people who can guide them. And you are one person, you know, who I found that is worthwhile to be brought on my show. And it's extremely, you know, I'm feel extremely thankful from my heart that, you know, that you came on the show, you shared so much of knowledge with my listeners.
Well, I appreciate that. You obviously, you are absolutely doing the right things as well, and I obviously checked you out as well, Harry, and you're doing some great things as well, and obviously you can tell the passion in your voice, and I appreciate you having me on, because I believe that it's all about connecting. It's all about connecting with the right people so that we create a movement around the world to help people get unstuck, to feel more empowered, to be more impactful, to realize that they were meant to do extraordinary things. See, I believe that God put us on this planet, or whoever you believe in, put us on this planet, not just to survive, but to thrive, to be extraordinary, to go out and kick ass, and to really live an extraordinary life, not to just get by, but actually to really explode and to have an extraordinary life. And I'll leave, if I can, I like to just leave your listeners two things. Number one, if they want to tap into our podcast and check out some pretty awesome interviews that we have, some really, really incredible entrepreneurs, they can just go to successhackers.net, successhackers.net. And also, if any of your listeners want to learn how to grow their business in a massive way, I have a free ebook. It's about 25 pages, and it's a great read. It's 5 strategies on how to grow your business massively. All they have to do is go to massivebusinessgrowth.com, massivebusinessgrowth.com, and give the information, then we'll give you the actual free ebook. So,
thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johel. On BalaBalaRadio.co.uk. Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show, for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at CarryOnHarry.com, or visit www.CarryOnHarry.com for more details.